because we don't have any
episode 15 is what we want to talk about first. Merry Christmas, Hope.
Merry Christmas! We're going to talk about Zedru. That's what we're going to talk about.
Goat Santa.
We're going to talk about the good side of Zedru. And
wait. What show is this, Sherman?
Oh, yeah. Just so excited to talk about this. Welcome to Into the 99, where we have 99 cards because we're matter number one. I'm Sherman.
I'm Hope.
And I'm Daniel. We're joined again today by Tyrone.
Hey, guys.
So, as we're saying, we're going to talk about Zedru today, you know, because it's the holiday season, Christmas and everything.
Who else could we do but Goat Santa, like you were saying?
Goat Santa. Well, we have two deck techs here. Two, because we love you guys so much. We're going to bring you some extra
spice.
We're
going to double down. It's a season of giving.
Yep. So, we have Zedru for a good Santa.
And bad Santa.
Good Santa. Make friends. Give it away. Have fun.
Yeah, and then the bad one where everyone just hates you and never wants to play against you again.
Yes. Everyone wishes they were getting coal.
Yeah. We'll call that one Billy Bob Thornton.
So, let's just go over Zedru real quick here, okay? Zedru, the Great Hearted, one red, white, blue, Minotaur Monk, and it's a 2/4. At the beginning of your upkeep, you gain X life and draw X cards, where X is the number of permanents you own that your opponents control. Ooh. And it has, for a red, white, and blue, target opponent gains control of target permanent you control. So,
give it away.
You're going to give stuff away.
Never mind. I was going to sing give it away, but I don't want to get, like,
yeah, license.
Strikes. Yeah.
By me.
Yeah. don't want the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who obviously listen, to strike this down.
Yeah. We're going to talk about good Santa first, and then the bad Santa.
Love him.
Yeah. Good Santa's more fun, though.
We love a bad boy.
Yeah. But with good Santa, you know, like, well, first off, with this commander, a lot of people are, like, probably looking at it or listening to it and be like, why would you want to give stuff away? It makes no sense. But remember, at the beginning of your upkeep, you're gaining life and drawing X cards for the amount of permanents that you've given away, basically.
Yep.
Okay, so if you've given away five, you get five life and you draw five cards.
Yeah.
So, and that's, like, for good Santa, we're not focused on winning. We're just focused on...
There's no win con here. It's about being a pal.
Yeah.
It's the holidays, guys.
It's the holidays.
It's like the anti-Brian deck.
Yeah.
It's not about you, you know?
There is no ginger taxes, Brian. Calm
down. There's no boring clex. There is no Elish Norn. There's nothing like that here, you know? Like, everything's
good. Don't run Praetors in this deck.
Yeah. But we do run 26 Planeswalkers. And everyone's probably like, why would you run Planeswalkers?
If you're trying to be nice, why would you run these super powerful cards?
Yeah. But
my friend,
what we do here, okay, the name of the game is to give them away when you can use their ultimate.
So the deck is full of tons of things to proliferate them up as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And Zedra's ability lets you give it away ultimate speed. This deck wants friends.
Ultimate speed.
Ultimate speed.
Ultimate speed.
Ultimate speed. It's faster than instant.
But split second, then ultimate.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, you get it into ult range, okay? Then you give it away, and it's their choice whether they want to use that ability or use the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's just quickly run us through the list of Planeswalkers here. And we're only at the moment going to look at just their ultimates, because that's what we want to give them away for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
let's talk.
There's 26 Planeswalkers. We're going to try to go through this real fast. Okay. Chandra Ablaze. All right. And it's a 4 red. Cast any number of red instants or sorcery cards from your graveyard without paying their mana costs.
Ew.
So if you have someone's there playing red, yeah, sure, why not?
Bang it out.
That'll be a fun one. Yeah, Chandra Alar for 3 in red and red. Okay. It deals 10 damage to target player in each creature he or she controls. Chandra Bold Pyromancer, 4 red. Chandra Bold Pyromancer deals 10 damage to target player in each creature and planeswalker they control. Ooh. Okay. Chandra Flamecaller for red.
I'm seeing a theme.
Yeah, I'm seeing a theme here. Chandra Flamecaller deals X damage to each creature. Okay. Then we go
got
on.
Got a girl, Elspeth.
Elspeth, Sun's Champion.
You get an emblem with creatures you control get +2/+2 and have flying. Then we move on to the Gideons. All the Gideons. So.
All the Gideons. So Gideon of the Trials, one white white. You get an emblem with, as long as you control a Gideon Planeswalker, you can't lose the game and your opponents can't win the game.
And as it were, here's another Gideon Planeswalker.
Gideon Ally of Zendikar, two white white. You get an emblem with creatures in control, get +1/+1.
Love them.
Gideon and Justice of, Champion of Justice, two white, white. Exile all other permanents.
Oh.
Why? Oh. Why?
Ooh. Sometimes you gotta pass a nuke around, boys.
Okay, Gideon and Marshall Paragon. Okay, creatures you control get +2/+2 until end of turn. Tap all creatures your opponents control.
Jace.
Now we're going into Jace Belleron. Target player puts the top 20 cards up into her library into his or her graveyard.
He also, just so everyone knows, I know we're talking mostly the minus,
Alt.
But he does make everyone draw. He's still in the theme of good
Santa.
He's
kind of a friend.
He can be.
Well, what about those people that play out of the graveyard?
Yeah, that could be great for yourself, or even me.
Running a Muldrow thing?
Yeah, if somebody wants to hit me with Mill, I'm not mad about that in a lot of my decks.
Yeah, me either, so.
Jace, Architect of Thought. This one's a little bit harder for me to read, but bear with me, everyone. For each player, search that player's library for a non-land card and exile it. Then you can that player shuffles his or her library, and you may cast those cards without paying their mana cost.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a wall of text on that one.
Yeah, it's a lot. Jace, Ingenious Mind Mage, 4BB. Okay, gain control of up to 3 target creatures. Why would you put this in here?
The Mind Sculptor? Oh.
Okay, well, I missed one here first. Jace Memory Adept.
Forget I said that.
Any number of target players each draw 20 cards. Now Jace the Mind Sculptor. For 2BB, exile all cards from target player's library. Then that player shuffles his or her hand into their library.
Oof.
You have Gyra Valor. 2RR. You get an emblem with, you may cast instant and sorcery cards from your graveyard. If a card is cast this way, be put into your graveyard, exile it instead. Oh my god, there's so many.
Big boy Karn, let me read this one.
Alright, thank you.
Restart the game, leaving all cards in exile.
That shouldn't be in this deck.
All non-aura permanents exile with Karn. Then put those cards on the battlefield under your control. We have other Karn. Create a 0/0 colorless construct artifact creature that gets 1/1 for each artifact you control. We have Kazmina, just who has, in general, some protection built in. Spells your opponents control that target you, creatures you control or a planeswalker or two more to cast. It gives you some card draw and makes blue wizards. Koth, for if anyone has mountains, you can give them an emblem with mountains you control. Have tap to deal 1 damage to target creature or player.
Okay, now here's the Lithomancer. Put a colorless equipment artifact token named Stoneforge Blade onto the battlefield. It has indestructible and equipped creature gets +5/+5 and has double strike and equipped 0.
Oof.
We have Raoul, Color of Storm. Draw 7 cards. Raoul, Color of Storm deals 7 damage to each creature your opponents control. Raoul is a Viceroy. You get an emblem with whenever you cast, I can't read that, so instant and sorcery spell. This emblem deals 4 damage to any target, and you draw 2 cards.
Really quickly, sorry for the audio, I turned everyone but Sherman on. I turned him off as a joke earlier.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Welcome back, Sherman.
Hi. Were they able to listen to me?
No, yeah, we can still hear you.
I'm going to boost that audio.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I got this one, Sherman.
Yeah.
Saheeli Rai. Search your library for up to 3 artifact cards with different names. Put them onto the battlefield, then shuffle your library.
Okay.
Saheeli Rai, Sublime Artificer. Target artifact you control becomes a copy of another target artifact or a creature you control until the end of turn, except it's an artifact in addition to its other types.
Saheeli again. Saheeli the Gifted. For each artifact you control, create a token that's a copy of it, exile them at the beginning of the next end step.
And last but not least, Tezzeret, Cruel Machinist. Put any number of cards from your hand onto the battlefield face down. They're 5/5 artifact creatures.
Love it.
And that's all the Planeswalkers we have here. So, that took a while, but...
It's worth every second.
It's worth every second. So, 26 Planeswalkers, all with crazy abilities that you are giving away. Because you're kind of like a group hug, yet not.
You just want to see the world kind of like...
Burn, and you're going to burn with it, yeah. But...
But you're like the facilitator, you're like the architect of destruction.
What's really fun here is because with Zedru, even though like we're giving all these away, like if they kill you, yeah, they're going to lose this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Granted, you're bringing it up to ultimate range, and they might just use it right away to kill the Planeswalker. Yeah.
They might kill you too.
Yeah.
This deck doesn't care. It believes in the good.
Oh, or it just wants to watch the world burn.
There's a lot of proliferate in the deck as well, but there's also a ton of artifacts that are really fun to give away.
Yeah, number 24 one, artifacts.
Argentum Armor. Ooh. Equipped creature gets 6/6 and destroys target permanent when it attacks.
Yeah, that's mean.
Astral Cornucopia, which you can really, really easily proliferate up and give away to someone at the point that it can do 15 mana.
Yeah. Oh, I love this next card.
I love that one.
Okay, Chaos Wand. Okay, 3 for a 4 and a tap. Target opponent exiles cards from the top of their library until they exile an instant or sorcery card. You may cast that card without paying its mana cost.
Nice.
Then put the exile cards that weren't cast this way on the bottom of that library in a random order. Yeah, I love using this card, by the way. If I know someone's playing a counter heavy deck, and they cast something, and I'm trying to search through the deck for a counter, yeah. Look, you just countered yourself. Yeah.
All I'm seeing with this is play it against Tyrone.
Oh.
Go for those big spells of his in the
deck. Oh yeah.
Yeah. We have contingent class
and engine,
so they both proliferate. They put -1/-1 counters on things. So we're going to move on here. Darksteel Reactor. Okay, it's indestructible. This one's a fun one, okay? It's 4 mana, indestructible, and at the beginning of your upkeep, you may put a charge counter on Darksteel Reactor. When Darksteel Reactor has 20 or more counters on it, you'll win the game.
So,
It's hilarious. What?
This is it.
It's hilarious. It's like, I'm at 19. Oh, I'll just... Who do I want to give this away to? I'll give it to you, and I'll proliferate. 20. Boom. You win.
We're done. Move on.
Yeah, we're done. Move on. Hedron Matrix... Equipped creature gets +X where X is converted to mana cost. Equip 4. Howling Mine. We all know what that does.
Just a fun card to give away, though, because once you've given it away, you still get the effect, but you're gaining life and drawing more cards. The more cards you draw, the more you can give away.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a card that everybody's going to benefit from, and nobody's going to try to like get rid of it. Nobody's going to be mad that you passed it on to them. It's like it's not like adding any sort of level of chaos like the Planeswalkers are going to. It's just adding a little bit of like, I'm just going to give this to you for the life.
This next one's a fun card to give away at instant speed. Yeah. Read it for me, Sherman.
Lich's Mirror, 5 mana artifact. If you would lose the game, instead, shuffle your hand, your graveyard, and all permanents you own, not control, own, into your library. Then draw 7 cards and your life total becomes 20. So
Saved for another day.
Yeah, and just remember, it says own, not control, so... Even if you've given away a bunch of Planeswalkers and cards and everything, you take those back.
Mm-hmm. I do have a quick question about that. Yeah. Would that include stuff in exile, too?
No, it has to be on a battlefield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Magistrate's Scepter, okay? Can 4 and tap it, put a charge counter on it. Or you can tap it, remove 3 charge counters from the Scepter, take an extra turn after this one. This is just hilarious when you give it away. Because everyone's like, you're going to take an extra turn. No, I'm not. This person is. Yeah. Here you go. Have
extra
fun.
Extra turns are Sherman's.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I will totally take that and just say, pass.
Oh my god. Drop a land. Drop like a forest.
Yeah.
He would never.
No, I would never. Play forest? Are you kidding me?
Drop an island.
There we go. Mana Vault, we're going to skip that. We already know what that does. Mind's Eye, 5. Whenever an opponent draws a card, you may pay 1 if you do draw a card. Pyramid of the Pantheon. This is a great card give away.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's 2 and tap to add 1 mana of any color to your mana pool. Put a brick counter on it. But when there are 3... or more brick counters on it. You can tap it for three mana. Okay.
Of any color.
Of any color.
One color. But
one color, yeah.
But still.
But still, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Combine that with the Rings of Bright Earth. Ooh, yeah. So yes, whenever you play an activated ability, if it isn't a mana ability, you may pay two. If you do, copy that ability, you may choose new targets for that copy.
This is really, really fun to use with Planeswalkers. Because yes. they don't double lose counters, they don't double gain counters, but you do double, the effect.
Yeah. So, even like, if you're getting two emblems.
Yeah.
Or mill 40 cards, oh my everyone. God.
Or draw 40 cards.
Yeah,
or
we have the fastest boots.
Yeah. Zoop boots. Swords then, on swords on swords on swords.
Yeah, swords. Swords of the body and mind, feast and famine, fire and ice, light and shadow, sword of the animus. And
really,
then
really fun things to just give away overall. Give someone who's having a rough game or who maybe doesn't have the protection built into their deck.
Mm-hmm. Give them a little bit of a boost.
Right? Yeah, give them light and shadow so they can't get their stuff eggs out.
Yeah.
You know, give them fire and ice so no one can firebolt their birds of paradise like an animal.
Yeah. We have some mana wrap cards here. Talisman of Creativity. This one's the one that taps for a blue or a red to deal one damage or tap for colorless.
Ring victory the bells.
Victory Chimes. Untap victory chimes during each other player's turn, and you can tap it, and a player of your choice adds one colorless mana. And then we have Worn Power Stone.
Yeah.
Enters in the battlefield, tap, add two.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's just the artifacts and
Planeswalkers.
All right, so far. We're at 50 cards.
50 cards are all fun to give away.
50 cards just to give away.
Okay. But that's exactly what it is. Like, the whole point of this is to just give
this
away
deck
things
runs,
and watch things go crazy.
This deck runs one instant and one instant alone. It is change of heart. Because it is, first off, one of the best artworks in the game of Karn talking with the Sliver Queen.
Oh, love it.
And I love it.
Love it.
But its target creature cannot attack this turn with a buyback ability. And buyback is so, so fun. So there's something that is a problem on the board. Someone's playing Narset. They aren't attacking with it. You're not having it. Someone wants to Zur the Enchanter. Not today. Not in good Santa's house.
No.
It's so, so stupid.
But not at the North Pole.
Yeah, not at the North Pole. But like we said, this is good Santa. We're giving away presents. We're giving you like all these things that you can play with. Things that you normally pretty much wouldn't have a chance. And the funnest thing about this is just the fact that you can proliferate like crazy, put on extra counters, and watch Planeswalkers Ultimate. And we all love seeing Planeswalkers Ultimate when you're doing the Ultimate part.
Everyone loves to blow the Ultimates and stuff.
It's awesome. It's fun.
The most fun thing about this deck is really you can make someone who's not having a good game. There's some games people just aren't having fun. You can tell their decks aren't coming up. They don't get... They don't get the mana.
Yeah, they've hit three basic lands at turn six.
Yeah.
You know, hey,
it's little things like that, and like, you know, it happens to everyone. We either get mana flooded or we're missing land drops.
Yeah.
All sorts of things, you know, people keep on wiping the board, stuff like that. This is just bringing them back into the game so they are having fun. Like we said, the focus is not for you to win. The focus is to have everyone have fun.
And even then, it's also the chance for them to kind of even the battle, like the playing field, right?
Yeah.
So someone's way ahead, right? Then it gives them a chance to at least
get back in the game.
Well, it's also really fun to give a lot of these lands away as well. You know, you can give away an Exotic Orchard. You can give away your Flood Plains, your Flooded Strands. Mikosi the Water Veil is very, very fun to give away. you put it, you skip your next turn, but you remove a time counter from, remove an Eon counter from it, and return Mikosi to your hand, that player gets an extra turn. Super, super fun to play. Mm-hmm. But it's also really fun to give away stuff like a Steam Vents, give away stuff like a Tundra or a Plateau.
Especially if they're playing like a commander where it requires like a lot of different colored mana and they don't have the mana for that color.
Well, that's why Astral Cornucopia is in it. It's really fun to give away something that can give people the color fix in a big amount that you can keep.
Yeah, here's 15.
Yeah. Here you go. There's a bunch, you know. And that's, and like, if you're playing, like, especially like, Wizards is making more 5-color commanders as we see, as time goes on. So we have more variety. And people are going to play
these commanders and more colors in
The more colors you have, the harder it is really to get the deck going. Stuff, right? So, and just being able to pass away something like that, pass over a command tower, that can change the game for someone.
Totally. Something so minor, exactly, can make such a huge difference.
And I love about the Planeswalker base, when you go through it, there's not too many of them with an emblem, so it doesn't stick around, too.
It's a one-time thing, right?
Yeah, a few of them have emblems, but for the most part...
But like, even, like, it's like Elspeth's emblem. Yeah. You know? Or...
But that's what I like to do with this game, is to pass it to people who are at the bottom of the game. Yeah. You know, someone who's not doing great, suddenly you're going to give them the ability to exile all other permanents and see how it goes.
Yeah. It's like almost like a reset in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
but or like, Karn.
Oh, Karn, yeah. Like reset the game.
Garbage.
There's three sorceries in the deck that are all fun but very annoying in this deck.
Hilarious. Okay. Like, three sorceries. Deploy the Gatewatch. Four white. Okay, look at the top seven cards of your library. Put up to two Planeswalker cards from among them onto the battlefield. Hence why we have 26 Planeswalkers.
Yeah.
Put the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order. So, yeah, the likelihood of you hitting two Planeswalkers here is very, very high.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The next one...
You read this one. You'd like this card.
Yo, I'm just like, I'm kind of reeling from the flavor text and deploy the Gatewatch. I like can't handle it. It's so sad. It's so sad now.
Yeah, but...
I can't read from that far away.
Okay, so I'll get it here.
Help me.
Illicit.
Give me your phone.
No, she wants the flavor text on deploy the Gatewatch. Sure.
Oh, sorry. No, it's just my heart. It's just like if you're into the lore at all, just like with what happened in War of the Spark with Gideon and Liliana. Like if you look at deploy the Gatewatch, which is back in Zendikar, it says Gideon and Liliana may not have seen eye to eye, but that didn't stop them from fighting side by side. And I'm just sitting over here crying. So, no big deal. It's fine. I feel fine. But Illicit Auction is the card that Daniel thinks I would like, which he's probably right. Choose target creature. Each player may bid life for control of that creature. You may begin the bidding at zero. Proceeding in turn order. Each player may top the high bid. The auction ends when the high bid stands. A high bidder loses life equal to the high bid and gains control of the creature. I start at 40.
You guys would.
Thank you.
It's in this deck there is a few things that 39. Take control of other people's things because it's really, really fun for someone to have a Kozilek out and to take it and then give it to someone else.
I love it.
Take the commander, it. Here you go. Take an Ulamog, here you go.
Here's Emrakul.
Captain Slap's Word does the same thing. Nice. Gains control of target artifact, creature, enchantment. Lands you control, skip and untap.
Not a big deal.
Yuck.
But people aren't going to really be attacking you because you're giving stuff away. If you're giving stuff to me, okay, I'm going to give you that free turn.
Yeah, step one, target Seedborn.
Cut moves. A hole in the box.
Yeah.
What would you put in the box?
That's not really for this podcast.
That's step three, okay?
We don't have very many enchantments. I'll get Tyrone to take us through that.
Take it away, my friend.
You got a Leyland of Sanctity. It's, of course, you get hexproof.
Really, really good instant speed give to someone who's about to take a fireball to the face.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Inexorable Tide. Whenever you cast a spell, proliferate.
Love it. Ooh, one of my faves.
For three of blue.
Oh, yeah. It's so handy in this deck.
Yeah.
And then you got Grip of Chaos. Whenever a spell or ability is put onto the stack, reselect its target at random if it has a single target.
I love rolling the dice. That's fun. That's just fun.
Especially when someone has like a bunch of tokens. You're just like, okay, who has a 100-sided die? Because we can't.
Where's the golf ball?
Good Santa does not run very many creatures. No. Only 6-7 if you include the commander.
Yeah, but it's not what it's about.
No.
Like, at all.
The first one is Agent of Treachery, which is very, very fun, because it just, you take a permanent. And again, it's the same reason you have the Kefnis Last Word. You just want to give someone else's stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to share other people's gifts.
Yeah, it's one of Daniel's favorite cards, the Agent of Treachery.
It is a good card.
Yeah.
It's hurtful, but it's
it
good.
Does, yeah, it hurt his feelings last week.
We have Blazing Archon, 6 white. For flying and creatures can't attack you for 5/6. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, if someone's going to, like, if you're giving away, like, a bunch of stuff, like, especially to planeswalkers, and someone's, like, going to attack them, you just give them the Blazing Archon and be like, oh, nope, sorry, the planeswalkers are still protected. Too bad. Mm-hmm. You got to try some other time or get rid of Blazing Archon. Mm-hmm. So, not a big deal.
The next card is the bread and butter of this deck. It is the most fun card to play in this deck because the bottom part of it does not work once you give it away.
Yeah. And you don't have it. You don't have anything on your battlefield. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for one red, it's you may put, sorry, the ability activation is you may
put...
Well,
what's the card?
Oh, I thought you already said it. Planebound Accomplice. It's for 2 and a red. You may put a Planeswalker card from your hand onto the battlefield, but you sack it at the beginning of the next end step. However, if you get rid of it
before you can't that sack resolve, it if you don't control it.
Yeah.
And can't the flavor sacrifice text something told that doesn't you exist. I had friends.
And that's the thing, like with this, like even if you have a high casting cost Planeswalker, it doesn't matter. You 1 mana to put out something... To give it away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 1 mana without a tap as well.
Yeah,
it's true. So you just do it multiple times. It's awesome. Steel Golem.
This one, sometimes you got to have a little coal for a stocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You sometimes, like, when you're going this hard giving stuff away, you got to be the police sometimes. Just
bring it back down a little bit.
Steel Golem, 3 mana for Artifact Creature Golem. It's 3/4. You can't play creature spells.
Chill out.
Yeah. Time to stop that sliver deck.
Yeah. Because let's face it, sometimes people get a little crazy when
we're
going to
we're gonna bench these elves. It's all right.
Yeah.
That would stunt a token deck like right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. But remember, it's only like you can't play creature spells. If you have token generators, it's not as bad.
No.
Yeah, so, but you still need those creatures to base those tokens off right? For most part.
Yeah.
Very, very fun card to cast in this deck. Thopter Assembly. At the beginning of your upkeep, if you control no Thopters other than it, return Thopter Assembly to its owner's hand, create 5/1/1 colorless Thopters with flying. So you can give it to everyone, give everyone their flying creatures.
Yeah. And then, True Believer, last card. Okay, Human Cleric 2/2 for a white-white. You have Shroud. So,
great.
Fantastic, especially like you're saying with Leyline. Okay, someone's going to get a fireball out of their face. Oh, no problem. True Believer, here you go. Yeah. Now you're protected.
Yeah, I try and make someone discard their hand.
And also, while it's on your battlefield, it kind of gives you a little bit of a safety net, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, like, if I was playing this, I would not worry about my own safety. Once again, I'm trying to help people. If someone's, like, trying to target you a lot, I'd be like, hey, if you stop targeting me, I'll start giving you stuff. Yeah. But if you keep on doing that, I'm going to give it to everyone else.
Yeah, I'll swing for one. You can't hit Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you stop, you get Jace.
Which Jace? So, but yeah, this deck is all about giving stuff away, having people use the Planeswalkers. It's like, let's face it, you know, we have Super Friends decks and everything, but like, most people...
None like this.
Everyone's seen a Super Friends deck. They get it. You understand proliferating, ultimating.
Yeah.
But this is a little different.
This is way different, okay? Because you're not keeping them for yourself. You can, but you're giving them away. Just be like, hey, you see this Planeswalker? This shiny, shiny Planeswalker? You want it? Yeah? Well, okay, we'll give it to this other person instead. To piss you off. But I can give you this other one. You know, it's very, like, you can be play a lot of politics with this. This is a great commander. Because you're just like, okay, like you said, if someone's running behind, here you go, have this. Now you can create creatures, you can like destroy something that's hurting you, stuff like that. You can activate the Planeswalker on your side first and then give it away. And then they can activate it, just get that one up, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just so, so silly.
It's just got a lot, especially a lot of these Planeswalkers in conjunction with one another that you might not normally see, right?
Yeah.
I initially made this deck after someone at our LGS played a very, very different but kind of similar concept. It's just full of artifact equipment, and he just calls it his Zedru Arms Dealer.
That's a great name!
Love it.
And he just passes those out. All he does is pass out just Stratocyce and whatever's around.
Is there any WinCon?
Probably not.
It's just a shop?
Oh, he did at one point really suit up Zer, or Zedru.
Zer?
And swung with Voltron Zedru.
Love it.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is such a great name for a deck. I am jealous.
Oh, I loved it. As soon as he's like, yeah, it's my Arm Stealer's Edge. I was like, oh, come on.
So good. So good. But like, the more you remember, the more you give away, the more life you're gaining, the more cards you're going to draw, the more cards you're drawing, the more you can give away. It just feeds itself constantly. And it's just so much fun. And like a lot of people, they don't like putting in Planeswalkers if there's no real focus with the Planeswalkers, right?
Yeah.
Because like, it's Planeswalkers, the moment you put it out, people are already staring at you. Because Planeswalkers are strong, they can be very, very strong. So they're going to attack you, attack the Planeswalkers, things like that. But if you're throwing in, if you're giving away the protection at the same time, it just makes it even more fun.
Yeah.
Because they can do, they can activate the abilities without fear. And that's what holds back a lot of people with using Planeswalkers, I find. It's like, if it doesn't work, if they don't have enough things to protect the Planeswalkers, they normally just don't put them in. Unless, like, it's so, so powerful that they can protect themselves from anything with that Planeswalker. And when you're looking at it, most of these Planeswalkers, you know, when you play it, they don't, you want to, like, create a creature or you want to destroy a creature or something like that to protect it. Most of these, they don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, everybody draws a card. Everybody, you know, scry or whatever. You get +1/+1 or you deal 2 damage. 2 damage? What the heck are you going to kill with 2 damage? Let's face it. There's not much.
Bob.
Yeah. So this...
Always kill birds.
Always kill birds. But this is just so much fun because, like, everyone's activating things. You know, I hope you have, like, a bucket full of dye.
Sunshine. Sorry.
Well, it is really fun as well if you are the person who is using the ultimates yourself.
Yes.
To be able to copy stuff. Like, even the Jace that makes each player draw 20 cards.
Yeah.
You do it twice, so any number of target players draw 40 cards.
Yeah.
Woo.
And, like, you know, like, it's just silly. You're laughing, Eric. Oh, I'd be laughing so hard if everyone had to draw 40 cards. I'm like, ooh, yeah.
I am sure that this deck can win. I have never once tried.
There is a possibility, like all decks, technically speaking, can win. Okay, it just comes down to how you play it, how you politic, you know, how everyone else is facing off each other, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, technically, this Good Santa Zedru deck can win. But we don't care.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. The point is to watch everyone go off. Okay?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All he has to do is keep the Gideon Trials, and I just let everyone know.
Oh, yeah.
Play the game out in its entirety.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, that's kind of a quick overview of Good Santa.
Who hurt you?
We're going to... we're gonna put the deck list up for Good Santa. And now let's talk about the
bad
the other bad side of the boy. Coin.
Okay,
tails, so, as we'd call it.
So this deck tech, like, first off, we got to point out, where did you get this deck tech from?
This is one of my brother's decks, and it is bad Santa.
It's mean.
It's kind of
hilarious.
It is hilarious, but it stops people from
it's
playing
mean,
magic.
But it's also like nasty chaos.
Like, but it's like, yeah. Do it for the meme.
That's exactly. This is just a trash meme deck.
Yeah.
It's exactly
so
what
obviously
it is.
Zedru again.
Yeah.
This one, 33 enchantments.
Oof.
Oof.
What kind of enchantments would Bad
Girl.
Santa run?
there's like, personally speaking, I like watching people play magic. I would never run a deck like this, but at the same time, I can appreciate the thought behind this. I might not like it. I don't want to go against it, but I can appreciate some of the cards here. So let's start off with aggressive mining. Okay, 3 in a red enchantment. You can't play lands. Okay, and then sacrifice a land, draw 2 cards, activate this ability only once each turn. This is so mean. And this is the first card we're talking about.
This can ruin someone's game.
Where's Brian when we need him, right?
Yeah, like... Brian would enjoy this deck.
Oh, he would love it.
Brian Zedru.
But first card we look at for enchantments, off the bat, you give this to someone that says, can't play lands.
Have a fun game.
Have a fun game.
Hope you have treasure tokens or something.
Yeah. Even then, it's smothering like, tides. Yeah, smothering tides, just so you can get something.
Okay. If you had enough mana to play it.
And then you have Arcane Laboratory, okay? Two in a blue. Each player can't play more than one spell each turn.
It's each player, though.
Each player. So Storm decks get shut down. Okay? But, like...
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Like we always say, like, you want to ramp hard so you can play multiple spells a turn. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that's like, a huge key to victory. Because you're utilizing your mana to best its ability.
Yeah.
This literally says, nope.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one.
You don't get to have fun.
Yeah. So, like, what's more important, playing that one cost spell or that 10 cost spell? You know, like, well, I do need that one card, casting cost card, but. So, it's silly. Assemble the Legion.
This is an interesting one.
Really, really interesting one. At the beginning of your upkeep, put a muster counter on Assemble the Legion.
Nothing cuts the muster.
Yep. Then put a 1/1 red and white soldier creature token with haste onto the battlefield for each muster counter on Assemble the Legion. So, I love this card, personally speaking. Okay, because it just grows and grows and grows. And people tend to ignore you the first 2-3 turns. But then, you know, once you start putting down 5, 6, 7 soldiers, everyone's like, we need to do something.
So what Jacob uses this for a lot of the time is to A, protect himself, but B, to spam give away useless soldiers for the Zedru life gain and draw.
That's genius.
It's fantastic.
So it lets him have something to sink that mana into all the time.
Yeah. And also a little bit of like fodder.
Oh, yeah. Just block and protect. It's so stupid. Oh, man.
Why does he have this card in the deck?
Celestial Dawn's so good.
It's not.
Celestial Dawn, one white, white. Lands you control are planes. There's more. It's not like
that's
Blood
not
Moon.
It, you know?
Yeah,
that's
it's not like it. Blood Moon. There's more to this.
But wait, look under your chair.
Yeah, but wait, there's more. Non-land cards you own that aren't in play, spells you control, and non-land permanents you control are white. You may spend white mana as though they were mana of any color. You may spend other mana only as though it were colorless mana.
Merry Christmas.
So, for all those people that complain about Blood Moon...
In this deck, it's good. He has white mana.
Yeah, it's true. He's true, and he's giving this away. Okay, so... Like, Blood Moon affects everyone. Celestial Dawn, you're giving this away to someone else. It's just, it's so cruel.
Yeah.
It's so cruel. The next card, one of my personal favorites.
Me love too. This
love this card. MVP and Norrin.
Oh, so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Confusion in the Ranks. 3 red.
So much fun. This is my exact brand of chaos.
Yeah. Whoops. So, whenever an artifact, creature, or enchantment comes into play, its controller chooses target permanent another player controls that shares a type with it, exchange control of those permanents.
It's incredible.
It's hilarious. Especially, like, once again, Assemble the Legion. Oh, here's a 1/1 creature. You know, I'll take your 20/20 or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're just... exchanging things like constantly. Mm-hmm. Like the biggest problem with this, like the only thing I hate about this card is the moment someone dies, you have to make sure that you're giving back the card and you're getting back your cards because it does cause a lot of confusion. But it's just hilarious because
it's what's in a name.
Yeah. But it's just hilarious because people are like exchanging things constantly. It's like you don't want to play your big spells.
Yeah.
Because the moment you play it, you're exchanging totals with it. So those people have to make alliances with someone else. Be like, hey, yo. Okay.
Yo.
If I give this to you, I'm going to take this. Just don't attack me with it. Just don't do this or that, whatever. Just don't kill me with my own stuff.
I'm going to. You know so how I stupid. Play.
Next, we have Consulate Crackdown. 3 white. When it enters, exile all artifacts your opponents control until it leaves.
So bad.
So it's like a mass oblivion, right?
Yeah.
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 You'll enjoy this one, Tyrone. You read this one, yeah.
Yeah, custody battle. Enchant creature. Enchanted creature has, at the beginning of your upkeep, target opponent gains control of this creature unless you sack a land.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Sack a land? That's mean.
The next few cards are brutal to give away.
Oh. Delusions of...
Mediocrity.
Mediocrity. Three and a blue. When Delusions of Mediocrity comes into play, you gain 10 life. Awesome. Nice. Love that. But when Delusions leaves play, you lose 10 life. Yeah.
That's a nasty boy.
And that's great, because like, you'll gain 10 life, you give it away, and they have to hope no one destroys this enchantment.
Yeah.
Because the moment they do, they lose 10 life. And it's like, you know, like, we gain 10 life, you lose 10 life. I like that 20 life swing. It's fun. Yeah. It's cool.
This but next it's also 25% of your life. Like,
this next card is for bad boys. Hope, read it.
Embargo. For 3 and a blue, non-land permanents don't untap during the controller's untap step. So at the beginning of your upkeep, you lose 2 life. Yeesh.
Why? What's that thing? Like?
Yeah, I don't know who came up with this idea, this card, but they should be fired.
Or maybe they already are fired. Like, this is from a Mercadian Mask. So, and they did have to like tone it down during that time period, right?
It's aggressive.
So it is crazy. It's hilarious though. It's such a good silly card.
Yeah.
But it's but like the fact that like you're losing 2 life during the beginning of the upkeep is just adding to the fire. Okay. Force bubble. 2WW. If damage be dealt to you, put that many depletion counters on force bubble instead.
That's kinda cool.
Which is cool. But when there are 4 or more depletion counters on force bubble, sacrifice it and at the end of turn remove all depletion counters from force bubble.
A really fun thing about this card is number 1, with Solemnity, which is in the deck, you cannot take any damage.
Yeah.
Number 2 is it does not stop at 4, it prevents damage the whole time. So if somebody fireballs you for 40, it prevents it all and then the 4 or more trigger goes on.
Cool.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a Decree of Silence in here, actually.
No,
I know that nobody can see this, but Ty's sitting there shaking his head.
I'm just so. Like, this brings tears to my eyes. Why?
But this is bad Santa.
Yeah, this is something you would like. It has dragon in it.
Yeah, I do love it.
Read it.
Yeah, at the beginning of your upkeep, Form of the Dragon deals... Sorry. Deals 5 damage to target creature or player. At the end of each turn, your life total becomes 5.
And
creatures that apply and can attack you. Hilarious. That's 100% up my alley. I'm so here for that. That's hilarious.
It's
that's such... hilarious.
Yeah, automatically your life total becomes 5. It's like if someone's gaining life, who cares? Here you go. Like you're down to 5. It's like a better sword. So
I love it. And then you destroy the delusions of mediocrity and you die.
Oh, yeah. It gets worse.
Oh, it gets worse. Ghostly prison.
We know.
Gift of Immortality. Some people might know, some people might not know. But it's a 2WW for an enchant creature. When an enchanted creature dies, return that card to the battlefield under its owner's control and return Gifts of Immortality to the battlefield attached to that creature at the beginning of the next end step. So it's another way to protect
your... You basically have to be able to kill it twice in one turn for it to really die.
Yeah. So, Grasp of Fate.
Okay. Ultimate Oblivion Ring.
1WW. When Grasp of Fate enters the battlefield, for each opponent, exile up to 1 target, non-land permanent that player controls under Grasp of Fate until it leaves the battlefield. Okay.
Grip of Chaos, we went over that one.
Yeah, so we're going to skip that. Okay, Hive Mind. Hive Mind is fantastic. I hate it, but it's fantastic.
I love it.
Okay, whenever a player casts an instant or sorcery spell, each other player copies that spell. Each of those players may choose new targets for his or her copy.
What don't you like about that?
It depends on what it is. Like, I've won with someone using Hive Mind before with Torment of Hellfire.
I've never seen that card see more play than between, in this group. Yeah,
yeah.
Brian. He has it in every single deck. It's ridiculous.
It's a fantastic card.
Brian, that's an elf deck.
That's mono green, homie.
But like with the Hive Mind, when I cast the Torment of Hellfire, because like I'm the one that's casting it, so everyone copies it, but it resolves in reverse order, so people are dying before it gets to me, mm-hmm. basically, right? And I have enough life and enough card draw, so I don't care.
This is a card that can end the game.
Oh, what? So easily.
Oh. Which one? Oh, Hive Mind.
Yeah. No. Illusions of Grandeur.
I can't see.
It's an enchantment for 3 blue. Yeah. Cumulative upkeep of 2. When Illusions of Grandeur comes into play, gain 20 life. When Illusions of Grandeur leaves play, lose 20 life. Effects that prevent or redirect damage cannot be used to counter this lost life.
Yeah, so that's half the life total for someone, you know. And if it goes beyond that, ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Next one is awesome, Karmic Justice. This is one card I don't see people playing enough, I feel. I feel that this should be more of a thing that people should put in.
Totally.
But Karmic Justice is 2/4 and a white. Okay. Enchantment. Whenever a spell or ability an opponent controls destroys a non-creature permanent you control, you must destroy target permanent that opponent controls.
An eye for an eye, my dude.
Yeah. It's eye for an eye. And it doesn't have to be the same permanent.
No. It's just a non-creature permanent.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Of yours, but sorry, you may destroy any target permanent of theirs. Not doesn't clarify.
It hits land. That's the best part about it. Okay, especially if you have like a bunch of like token artifacts or something like that, and someone like mass board wipes. Okay, sure, Karmic Justice just goes bam, 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 bam.
Even if they just start like. Doing dinking and dunking. The third time they do it, you start hitting their lands. That third land, they'll just completely leave you
alone. Well, they try and get some of these. Yeah. They try to get the next card, Leyline of Anticipation, from you, and well, now you don't have a black mana. Try play your deck.
Yeah. It's so mean.
Try cast that.
Not this today, next, Satan.
This next enchantment. I have not seen until now.
Really?
It's horrible.
It's awesome.
It hurts.
Because I don't see people play it because it's so mean. Okay?
It's cool.
Mana Maze. 1 in a blue. 2 mana.
For a dope-ass enchantment. Enchantment.
Players cannot play spells that share a color with the spell last played this turn. That's insane.
Nobody's countering a counter spell. Yeah. Which is cool.
Quick question. Who hurt you, Jacob?
Probably you.
You guys play like CEDH so often.
I love this one.
Overwhelming Splendor. I love this card. 6 white. Enchant player. Creatures enchanted player controls lose all abilities that have base power and toughness of 1/1. Enchanted player can't activate abilities that aren't mana abilities or loyalty abilities.
Hilarious.
I have this in my Tiana deck. So when, because it's an aura as well, so when that person dies, Overwhelming Splendor comes back to my hand and I can cast it on someone else after. So, but this is just hilarious. This is just mean.
I love it. Anything that really like runs into like the whole Nicol Bolas being the worst is just...
This card's hilarious to me. It's Paradox Haze. It's 2 in 1 blue. Enchant player. At the beginning of each enchanted player's first upkeep... of each turn, that player gets an extra keep after that step.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is one of my favorite cards. The Perplexing Chimera. Awesome. So it's, is that 4 in a blue?
Yeah, it's 4 in a blue.
Whenever an opponent casts a spell, you may exchange control of Perplexing Chimera and that spell. If you do, you may choose new targets for the spell. So it's any spell, and you can just decide, you know what, no, I'm going to take control of that.
Yeah.
And just... Or you can hold on to the Chimera for as long as you want. But it's heckin' fun.
Perplexing Chimera is so annoying because you...
It is a good defense.
It's a good defense. And you need to board wipe in order to get rid of Perplexing Chimera, basically. Yeah. Okay? Because if you try to swords it, they're like, no, you can have Perplexing. I'll take the swords and I'll swords one of your creatures.
I enjoy watching people sit there and try bait the Chimera out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want it? Come on, take it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But, like, the right way to use a Chimera is to, like, take what you want and kill it. But, mm-hmm. I mean, but it's dope, and I love it.
It's just silly in this deck.
There's a propaganda. Yeah. Nasty boys.
Pyromancer's Swath. Okay. 2 in a red. If an instant or sorcery source you control would deal damage to a creature or player, it deals that much damage +2 to that creature or player. And at the beginning of your end step, discard your hand.
Oof.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm going to give this to someone
that was such an honest oof.
You have a reliquary tower? Oh, no problem. That's here, crazy. Have this.
That's crazy.
You have nothing.
You have nothing. That's so mean. And then let's face it, we all enjoy having cards, getting card drawn and everything. This just does the opposite. It's just so mean.
It destroys everything that we've tried to build here.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome too. The risky move.
Risky move. Three red.
Risky.
At the beginning of each player's upkeep, that player gains control of risky move.
It's risky
But
business.
What does it do? Well, when you gain control of risky move from another player, choose a creature you control and an opponent. Flip a coin. If you lose that flip, that opponent gains control of that creature.
It's fun.
So stupid.
It's so fun. It's so stupid. I love these, like, dumb, weird cards. They're just the best.
It's just chaos.
Yeah.
Like, it is
chaos. Chaos is fun.
Yeah. But thank you.
This is a fun chaos. This is a fun chaos because, like, everyone's
this is
like.
Painfully targeted chaos.
Yeah. I don't know if fun is the right word.
It's extremely.
Hence bad Santa compared to good Santa.
You just gotta hit it with the right attitude.
Yeah. We've talked Solemnity before. Players can't get counters, counters can't get put on. Artifacts, creatures, enchantments, or lands.
Ruins my entire life.
Yeah.
Solitary confinement.
Sorry. At the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice
solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement, unless you discard a card from your hand. Skip your draw phase.
No.
Okay. You can't be the target of spells or abilities. Awesome. Prevent all damage that may be dealt to you. So, okay. That's
no thank you.
So it's nice because you can keep it for defense, and with Zedru he's such a good draw engine that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's true. Cause like you're doing everything during your upkeep.
Yeah, you're not affected by missing a draw step.
Yeah.
So and you're still gaining life, it makes no difference. Like Starfield of Nyx, 4W. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may return target enchantment card from your graveyard to the battlefield. I wonder what I'm going to return. Okay. Oh, wait, there's more. As long as you control 5 or more enchantments, each other non-aura enchantment you control is a creature in addition to its other types and has base power and base toughness equal to the converted mana cost. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you keep on bringing back stuff that gets destroyed and everything.
Yeah.
You know, or if your opponent dies, you bring it back, put it on some, give it to someone else, and you repeat the process. So this is a great graveyard recursion spell.
Well, and also, if somebody hits a board wipe, has the potential to kill the table because of how many enchantments you have sitting there.
Yeah.
You drop this down and suddenly you have 60 power on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so silly.
I love it.
Every time I see this card played, I wonder why it's in the deck. And every time I see what happens with it, I understand why it's in the deck.
And which one's that?
Statecraft. Prevent all combat damage that would be dealt to and by creatures you control.
I love this card. I love it so much.
He passes it to whoever's swinging with big creatures so they can't do any damage.
See, I have a card that's similar in my Locust God deck. Called Bubble Matrix,
yeah,
where creatures cannot deal or receive damage.
Love it.
Okay, so it's not even combat damage; it's just damage.
Damage.
So it's just like, okay, my 1/1s can like block forever. I just don't care.
Bubble.
So, Thought Lash. I haven't seen this card in ages.
Oh, this is AIDS.
You want to read it, Tyrone?
Oh, I'm going to pass. It makes me sick to my stomach.
2BB. Cumulative upkeep. Remove the top card of your library from the game. If you do not, remove your library from the game and bury it. Destroy Thought Lash. Okay. So for 0 mana, remove the top card of your library from the game to prevent 1 damage to you. Yeah, about that. Oh,
cumulative upkeep just keeps going up and up with those age counters. Exile 5 cards, exile 6.
What did you do to your brother? Like
He's eight years younger.
Yeah, like I'm afraid of him.
Yeah.
He has Paradox Haze in. So all of these upkeep triggers that are cumulative, he passes it to whoever he's passed that to. And they pay it twice a turn.
The other deck I've seen Paradox Haze used really successfully and was Nekusar. Yeah. And that's why I'm so familiar with that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, with the combination of all the upkeep triggers on this, it's just...
This is great. The least fun card, in my opinion, to be killed with in Magic, and it's what I always die to in this deck. It's Transcendence. 3 white. You don't lose the game for having 0 or less life. When you have 20 or more life, you lose the game. And whenever you lose life, you gain 2 life for each 1 life you lost.
That's so awesome!
And you always play, like, life gain. You always
And he just puts it down and passes it to me, and I die. He's like, I have
13,000 life. And you're like, cool.
Good talk, bro.
That's crazy. Like, literally.
Well, you're playing us, Fire Song and Sunspeaker? Here you go. Have fun with this.
Enjoy.
Fire Song and go sit on the couch.
Yeah. For the next 2 hours. The last enchantment here, Wild Research, 2 in a red. Okay, so for 1 in a white, search your library for an enchantment card and reveal that card. Put it into your hand, then discard a card at random from your hand. Then shuffle your library. Or you can pay 1 in a red, 1 in a blue, search your library for an instant card and reveal that card. Put it into your hand, then discard a card at random from your hand, then shuffle your library.
Real good.
Really, really good card. You don't care if things are going to the graveyard. You're just trying to grab whatever you need. And the chances of you hitting the card that you're drawing, depends on your hand size, okay? But normally you're going to have probably, like with this deck, like a 5 to 6 card hand, because you're not casting multiple spells too often, because you need the extra mana to give stuff away, right? So it's not a big deal. But that is 33 enchantments in this deck. And as we've always said, enchantments are one of the hardest things to get rid of in EDH. Because
if you can get rid of them, a bunch of them make you lose 20 life when they leave the board.
Yeah.
Bring it back from the graveyard, and then you have to do it again. And like, how many cards do we have that recur things from our graveyard to destroy enchantments? Okay, yeah. We need to exile things. Okay, but like, even if we were going to use like Merciless Eviction.
Which is the only thing that I can think of.
Yeah, that's still a 6 cost. Everything else is destroy enchantments from my memory right now.
But the problem with those illusions are, it's not when it goes to the grave, it's when it leaves play.
You lose 20, or you lose 10.
So, you know what I mean? Is it worth 20 life to hit enchantments?
Sometimes, you know what's funny? Yeah. I'm surprised he doesn't run any like the damage doublers, too. Like, 1 or 2 of them on his board.
Oh, you'll see.
It's still early. It's still really early.
He runs 2 instants.
Yeah.
Number 1 is Brand. Gain control of all permanents you own for 1 red.
Oof.
Oblation. The owner of target non-land permanent shuffles it into their library and draws 2 cards.
Okay. Brand alone is crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, because, like, especially when you're giving everything away, and then you can redistribute it to whoever you want.
Well, it usually lets you get all your permanents back from the person who's been naughty.
Yeah.
You get them all back, and then you pass them to the next person on your list.
Especially, like... I am so glad I have not played against this deck. Like, we're only, like, halfway through this deck, and I'm already, like, I'm so happy I don't play against, this deck. It's so, so stupid.
There's some things coming, sure.
There's still a lot, okay? We still haven't touched creatures, and we still haven't touched artifacts and sorceries, okay? So we have 3 categories left.
My oldest friend.
Good old Aetherflux.
Aetherflux.
If anyone doesn't know what it does, just don't play it. It's not even good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it sucks. None of us run that.
Artifacts will go through real fast. Aetherflux is there. Yeah, we all know it by now. It's not a big deal. Gilded Lotus, tap for 3 mana, not a big deal. Jinxed Choker.
Why?
Okay, 3 mana. At the end of your turn, target opponent gains control of Jinxed Choker and puts a charge counter on it. Not a big deal, that's fine. At the beginning of your upkeep, Jinxed Choker deals damage to you equal to the number of charge counters on it. And you can pay 3 mana to put a charge counter or remove one from it.
Yeah, here's the thing, is that this card alone has been the thing in this deck that killed me more than once. Like, it's literally just us passing around the Jinxed Choker and all of us dumping our mana into adding charge counters until we're dead. Like, you get to maybe, like, turn 6. Like, it's so stupid.
It's stupid.
Why we do it.
I like this card, yet I hate it. Like, And for me, like, the reason why I love it is because it's a better version of Armageddon Clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Armageddon Clock basically does the same thing, but you can't pass it around. Okay. And people have to pay, I think it was 6 mana to remove a counter or something like that. Or it's a casting cost 6, I can't remember. But it basically does the same thing. Okay. But Jinx Choker costs less, you can add or remove, and it gets spun around like crazy.
It's and not on attack.
I'm glad that's the only Jinx thing in this deck.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That was deemed a lie.
Jinxed Idol for 2 mana. At the beginning of your upkeep, Jinxed Idol deals 2 damage to you. Sacrifice a creature. Target opponent gains control of Jinxed Idol. So, all those soldier tokens, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So, totally. Ooh. You know, and like, this forces people to get rid of their creatures in order to give the Jinxed Idol back to someone else, okay? And then if they give it back to you and you're playing that Druid, you tap 3 mana and you give it to someone else. Not a big deal.
This is a nice way to deal with anyone who's trying to do an infinite loop from the grave.
Or the Jinxed Ring.
Yeah. Jinxed Ring for 2 mana, okay? Whenever any card is put into your graveyard from play, it deals 1 damage to you. Sacrifice a creature. Target opponent gains control of Jinxed Ring permanently. So, once again, you give it to someone. Board wipe.
Once again, personal attack.
Yeah, like I actually feel personally attacked here.
Feel deeply singled out for my playstyle.
He runs a Mox Amber, which taps for 1 mana of any color of something legendary. Bad.
Just a Mox Amber.
That's probably the nicest card in this deck.
then a Norn's Annex. Creatures can't attack you unless pay Phyrexian white for each of those creatures. So 2 life or 1.
Yeah.
It can't attack you or a planeswalker. I love Norn's Annex.
Yeah.
It's such a great card because like it's 3 and Phyrexian white. Okay, so if I'm in white and I'm like gaining life or whatever, I just pay 3 mana, I throw it out, and I just wait for people to either pay the white or pay their life, and I'm just like, I don't care. Yeah. It makes no difference to me. So
this is one of my favorite cards in general. I love it. I think this card is dope.
Well, we're touching the sorceries now.
Let's hit it.
That is Approach of the Second Sun for 6 and a white. Why do you like this card so much?
I told you, anything that has anything to do lore-wise with Nicol Bolas.
Fair enough.
I live and I breathe and I die.
So with Approach of the Second Sun.
And it's fun, and it's one of my favorite win cons.
I've lost to this, I don't even know how many times, because I just forget about it.
Yeah.
Because, like,
everybody does.
Yeah. So Approach of the Second Sun.
I've forgotten about it after I put it back. So it's six and a white. If it was cast from your hand and you've cast another spell named Approach of the Second Sun this game, you win. Otherwise, put it 7th from the top.
Yeah.
And you gain 7 life.
With this deck, like, since they're giving everything away, you're taking the best stuff and everything, and everyone's taking damage, it's really, really difficult for them to attack you.
Yeah.
So, and plus, like, you're gaining life and you're drawing cards from giving everything away.
Yep. And you just drop it. You just drop in a casual sun and you get in a second. So.
Yep. Fractured Identity, we've talked about in our last podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Check it out.
Yeah, once again, check it out. So, but Fractured Identity, once again, just in case, 3 white-blue, sorcery, exile target, non-land permanent, and each player other than its controller creates a token of that cop.
Which is neat, too, because you can have something nasty on your battlefield, exile, and give it to everybody else.
Yeah. So if you have, like, you know, like, the aggressive miner, mining at the very beginning that we talked about, the very first card we talked about, you exile that.
Lands.
Yeah, you exile all that, and then you give a copy of that card to everyone, so no one but yourself can play lands.
Hilarious.
Brutal.
Hilarious.
Greasy. Horrible. You name it. It's just...
You name it!
Jinx!
Jacob really likes to put that on, so he'll give the Illusions of Grandeur away, he'll exile it from one person's, get another one for himself, and then
give it away.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he'll gain the 20 life. Everyone else will have that ticking time clock. And whoever he exiled, he passes it back to them. So they've got to sink 2 mana a turn with cumulative.
Wow.
On and on and on.
What did you do to his childhood?
Yeah. I'm really questioning.
Look at the next one right now. Look at the next one.
Harmless
offering. It's harmless.
It's harmless. No, two in a red. Target opponent gains control of target permanent you control. Okay, here's your cute. Illusions of Grandeur. That's fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
The best card.
Oh, no.
The best
Why?
Card.
Why? Why?
The best card in this deck.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Go ahead, Hope.
I can't read all the text.
The old Jokel Hops.
The exact
Destroy text. All artifacts, creatures, and lands. They can't be regenerated. This doesn't hit enchantments.
Yeah.
The jokes. The Jokel Hops.
Jokel Hops.
This is a very, very good card if you have a Smothering Tides out.
Love it.
Because you'll continuously get your mana while everyone tries to rebuild.
That's so true, because they can't pay for anything. So you just keep on getting it.
I love it. It's just funny. It's just stupid.
Open the vaults.
Opens the vaults.
Return all artifact and enchantment cards from all graveyards to the battlefield under your control.
Yeah.
And then you can redistribute them all, because we're Santa. Yeah. We like giving away presents.
Yeah.
They're not good presents, but we still like
but
giving them away.
But it's for you. It's like when a kid makes you something out of macaroni, and you're like, you don't really want it, but you can't say no. And
I really feel like one of those kids that like that was in the movie Bad Santa. Terrified.
Political trickery. Choose target land you control and target land an opponent controls. Exchange control of those lands.
This seems like something that Sherman would run in like every single blue deck.
See, I considered running this in my blue deck for my Please Play Islands deck, but then I remembered my rule. I cannot touch your lands. So, I only have two win conditions in that deck now. Because one's the Sure Strike Trident, the other one's, Magical Hack. So, everything that says Island Home, I'll make it into, Plane Home or whatever, so I can attack you if you have a Plains.
Rite of Replication. Two blue with a kicker of 5. Put a token onto the battlefield that's a copy of target creature. If it was kicked, put 5 of them onto the battlefield instead.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh. Boy.
A card that personally I will not accept being played, and the game is done if someone tries to do this.
Which one?
Read it, Hope.
Oh, thank you. I need some glasses. It's Thieves Auction. It's 4 and 3 red. Set aside all cards in play. Starting with you, each player chooses one of the cards set aside and puts it into play tapped under his or her control. Repeat this process until all cards have been chosen. This is hysterical.
I refuse to be a part of it.
I absolutely
this and World Purge.
Not.
I will not play either.
I would absolutely go to town with this.
This is so.
Give me all of those 1/1 soldiers.
Oh, this is so.
No,
so
it's
neat.
All cards in place. So it's not permanents.
Yeah, all permanents. So all cards on the field.
Yeah. So tokens are still cards. It's just
all,
when they
give me all the 1/1 soldiers. That's all I want. I don't need anything else.
Because like when
come at me.
Yeah, because like with the tokens, it's just when it hits the graveyard or hits their hand.
And our last segment.
Well, and if I was Jacob, I would just take back all the bad stuff.
Creatures.
Oh boy.
Ooh. A Crow and Horse.
I hate this card, and here's why. I never get anything.
0/4 for a 4/4 defender. When it enters the battlefield, an opponent gains control of it. So it's already going to get Zedra's ability going. At the beginning of your upkeep, each opponent creates a 1/1 white soldier creature token. So you're going to get the soldier. Someone's going to get screwed out of it. And you're going to gain life and draw.
Always me.
We've got Baird, Steward of Argiv. Or Argive, whatever it is.
Whatever.
Argiv, because we're giving things away.
That is true. He's not wrong. It is a vigilance. Creatures can't attack you or planeswalkers unless they pay 1 for each of the creatures. Ugh.
Oh my god, goals.
Bronze Bombshell.
Oh boy. This one's a good one. So, when a player other than Bronze Bombshell's owner controls it, that player sacrifices it. If the player does, Bronze Bombshell deals 7 damage to him or her, and
what?
It's a 4/1.
She's so mean.
She's a bombshell.
Yeah, well,
she's hot. She's dropping like a.
She's so spicy.
So spicy. So I actually really do like the artwork for that one.
Yeah, I told you she's kind of hot.
Yeah,
a card I've never seen played by anyone but Jacob. This one right here, Cinder Giant, 3 and 1 red. During your upkeep, it deals 2 damage to each other creature you control.
Have fun with that token deck.
I feel like you need a lot of sack outs playing this deck.
Ooh,
yeah.
Playing against it.
Yeah. Playing against it, you need all the sack outs.
Yeah.
Clever Impersonator to double whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Gisella to double all the damage people take and half the damage he does.
Yeah.
There it is.
Gold Knight Castigator, an interesting one. It's 4 mana, flying haste for a 4/9. If a source would deal damage to you, it deals double that damage instead. If a source would deal damage to this, it deals double that damage instead.
So it's like, but like, what really, like, I understand why he's doing on the creatures, but I'm surprised he doesn't have it more on the enchantment side, too. Yeah. Like, Dictator, or, the Twin of Gods.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't have it more on the enchantment.
Especially because it's such a heavy, an enchantment heavy deck.
Yeah.
I think it's because he liked the Gisela path more for protecting himself against.
Yeah.
Because he's given away soldiers lots and everything, right? And that's the one is rounded down to 0.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah.
Magus of the Moat. I love this card. 2 white. Creatures without flying can't attack.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Oh, Narset!
Because why not Narset?
Yeah, why not Narset? Narset, Enlightened Master. That's so,
not right.
3 blue, red, white. First strike hexproof. Whenever Narset attacks, exile the top 4 cards of your library. Until end of turn, you may cast non-creatures cards exiled with Narset this turn without paying their mana cost. So, how many enchantments do we have again? Oh, that's right, 33. The likelihood of hitting that, that's pretty high. So,
I got this one, Sherman.
Oh, do it up.
Orcish Settlers, one in a red, and then it reads XX red tap sacrifice Orcish Settlers. Destroy X lands.
So awesome.
That ain't right.
Hey, he's not destroying all the lands. He's only destroying a few lands.
This is a card that can also wreck a game for someone. Rust Elemental. 4 mana for a 4/4 flyer. At the beginning of your upkeep, sack an artifact other than Rust Elemental. If you can't, tap it and you lose 4 life.
That's so awesome. Giving it to someone for that. Once again, we have
Stone Golem again. We see you, friend.
I love this one. This one's hilarious. Okay, Taniwa. All right. So, legendary creature serpent. Okay, 3 white. Trample, but it has phasing, and at the beginning of your upkeep, all lands you control phase out. So
they just cease to exist for a turn.
Yeah, you have no lands for one turn, okay, and then, like, yeah, sure, the creature's a 7/7, and it comes out, in and out.
But and if you play a land, then they bounce back and forth with each other, phased out-wise.
Yeah, so you might have 3 land this one turn, and then the next turn you might have 6, and then you're back to 3, you know, it's really, really silly. So, and then, finally, Windborn Muse, 3 in a white. Flying, creatures can't attack you unless their controller pays 2 for each creature he or she controls that attacking you. So it's like a ghostly prison and a propaganda. Okay, so this is the bad Santa deck. It's so mean. Like, why did he put this deck together?
The jokes.
Yeah, it's
literally just memes.
Meme. Yeah, it's just living for the meme.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cruel.
It's hilarious. To scare kids into being good to want good gifts.
Yeah, this is how you get people to not want to play Magic.
Well, like, I can see them like playing this deck. Is like, you know, after like one game, it's like you were really mean to everyone. You backstab everyone, like all that stuff. I'm gonna play this
get
and
ready
give
for
everything
it.
To you,
yeah.
Just to show you how big of a jerk I can be.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you want to play with the big boys.
Yeah.
Sometimes Santa Claus comes to town.
Hope. Yeah.
You know another card I'm surprised he's not running?
What?
Just because I've been looking at all his pillow fort.
Yeah.
Because it's actually really brilliant in this deck. Is Sphere of Safety, considering how many enchantments he does run.
But keep in mind, Sphere of Safety says owner control. I think it says control, right?
It's control,
if you don't control them, it's not as high. So I can totally understand why he doesn't have that in. Okay.
The big problem with the deck is he does have to save mana to throw it away.
Yeah.
So essentially, in his best case scenario, he's always generally 3 lands behind.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not like there's a ton of like vamp or anything in this deck.
Well, there's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
It's not like a ton. You know?
But like, if you're giving stuff away, you're gaining life and drawing cards. Like, if you know, you're drawing so many extra cards, you don't really need
the
land.
What have we said time and time again about draw? Like, it's king.
Yeah, and that's the thing with all this card draw. You're dropping lands each turn, so you don't really need more land ramp. You already have all the lands coming out.
Well, and you have to remember too, if you have Hive Mind out and everything. people are suddenly benefiting off everyone's harrow, everyone's like, yeah. cultivates, all that stuff. Tyrone casts 600 brass bounty. Everyone casts 600 brass bounty.
Yeah, right? Like, what was that one enchantment? I really liked it. It was an artifact, actually. It was the Jinx Drink. That really stops a combo player, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally. Totally.
You can't yeah. bounce anything in and out like that. Yep.
No.
This deck answers a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It
was really, really well built. Like, it yeah. does exactly like you said. It has a lot of answers to a lot of questions. It has a lot of...
It's chaos, but it's targeted chaos.
Yeah. yeah. It was very strategically
I've built. Played against this game lots, and like I said, there's yeah. always things he puts down. And I'm just like, why would you play that?
Where did you even
So he has this statecraft.
Who sold you that?
And then he just suddenly, yeah. Because, yeah, when I read statecraft, the, like, creatures you control neither deal or receive combat damage, I was like, why would you want this in this deck? Then I try to swing at him suddenly and
flash
yeah.
it in and oops.
Yeah, oh, like, he passes it away. It's already in yeah. the whole time because it does also let him block anything
yeah.
if he wants, but it also like lets him disable someone who they have, I'm going to Craterhoof Behemoth. Try it.
That's yeah.
crazy.
You want to swing with that Annihilation?
Yeah.
Good luck.
But like overall, like I love the fact that we did a push for our double deck tech here. Because this just goes to show that...
How different things can be, yeah.
Yeah, with the same commander, yeah. okay? The same, like, we're talking about the same commander literally doing polar opposites here. One is... Getting,
polar opposites? Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh.
Okay, I'll leave.
I didn't mean it that way. I didn't even think of it that way.
My judgment is immense. But yeah, thank you guys for listening so much. Let us know, what do you like? Do you like good gifts or bad gifts? What would you rather receive for Christmas this year?
How would you play Zedru?
I didn't even know we hit time. Holy smokes. I'm like, yeah. I want to talk more.
Oh, we're crushing it.
Yeah, we're like 77 minutes in.
Oops.
She's a big boy today.
Yeah, well, we were trying to go through the cards as fast as we could.
We did try to go through it, but, you know, yeah. 200 cards, a lot of cards.
It's a lot of cards. A lot of decks, but there's a lot of different things that you could put in either one of these decks. So, yeah, yeah. Let us know kind of how you might build this, if you have something else that might do something similar. And,
yeah.
Hit us up on the Facebook, on the Instagram, and on our Discord.
And you have more mean cards, you know, let us know. So we can try to avoid them, or like, you know.
What decks do you do for the memes?
Don't yeah. tell Brian.
Brian's yeah. already. I need to find this list.
Brian's like, once he hears this, he'll be just going through and like.
What can I put in Mogus now?
Yeah.
or Nekusar.
Thank you again so much for everyone who tuned in to listen this year. And thank you, Tyrone, for being on the show with us today.
Thanks for
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.